Now, a teenage boy nearly died after vaping caused a catastrophic reaction in his lungs, according to doctors. Ewan Fisher became so ill he was put on a type of life support, needing an artificial lung to keep him alive. His doctors say vaping is not safe, although health bodies in the UK say it is 95% safer than tobacco. On the line, we have Dr. George O'Neill. Good morning to you, George.
Good morning. How are you?
And not bad. And the local YouTuber and vapor, Daniel. Good morning to you, Daniel.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
George, obviously there's a couple of things here when it comes to vaping, if people are using it to get off cigarettes or if they're starting with vaping in the first place.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you look at the figures, there's about, 4 million people in the UK vape. We've had only very few serious incidents over the last 5 years. There's been one death recorded and four or five other serious incidents. When you think of the hundreds of people who die every day in the UK from the effects of smoking. So really, there is a risk with vaping. It's a small risk, a small absolute risk, but it definitely can occur. Better not to start vaping. Better, if you're smoking, to vape. And that is the message we've got to get across. So everything we do is not entirely without risk. So there is a risk with vaping. But what is more disturbing, Vinny, is that in the US, 25% of 11 to 18-year-olds are vaping. They're starting to vape. They're not smoking. They're vaping.
They're coming in at vaping level.
It's only 3% in the UK. And we've got to educate our young population that this vaping, it is important if you're smoking to try and stop smoking. It is a more benefit to you, but do not start vaping if you're not smoking.
You know, though, sometimes, George, when it comes to young people and telling them, trying to guide them in what to do, if you tell them what not to, that automatically becomes more attractive. Daniel, you're a reviewer of vaping on your YouTube channel. There is still a certain amount of uncertainty about the health impact of vaping for people.
Of course, there is indeed, and I concur completely with what Dr. O'Neill has just mentioned. But the percentage, the Royal College of Physicians actually upgraded their percentage to 97% safer than smoking. In the case of this young lad, I believe it's, Dr. O'Neill can maybe crack my pronunciation on this, the interstitial lung disease. There's 7.6 cases per 100,000 per year. This is the first time it's ever occurred with vaping. So that 3% seems to be the unfortunate case that this little boy, I think he was 16, he fell into that small risk. And if you attribute that to the, I've got figures here for 2016-2017, 484,700 smoking-related hospital admissions and 77,900 deaths. When you compare that to the figures for vaping over the last 10 years, that's where we can confirm that figure of 97% safer.
I guess, George, as well, there was one issue with when it came to smoking, in that years ago, people didn't realise how dangerous it was for your health.
And there is a problem there. We really haven't got the evidence. Now, there's some evidence coming out. For example, vaping increases cholesterol, that particles can be inhaled and can go to the heart and cause inflammation of the heart and raise your blood pressure.
So the particles that you inhale through vaping can make their way into your heart?
It can make your way into your bloodstream and into your heart. That can cause inflammation of the heart and can raise your blood pressure, and also appears to increase what is called bad cholesterol. So this is evidence from the US. Now, there's a lot of research being carried out of this at present. The vaping, it doesn't contain tar or carbon monoxide, but it does. Most of them contain nicotine, and certainly there are particles which are potentially harmful in the vaping liquid. But as yet, the research into it and the evidence is poor. But from the figures we have, it is more dangerous to smoke than it is to vape. But
okay,
if you don't smoke, don't vape.
Okay, Dr. George O'Neill and Daniel, thank you both very much.